Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Good evening.
The show begins today in a conversation that is important, but it will take a long time to conclude. Question is, what is to be done about Ukraine-Russia? It has been stepped over by the Strait of Hormuz and the crisis of resources going to the whole planet, and a countdown, according to the OECD, to having a downgrade of everybody's GDP for 2026, 2027. However, the Ukraine-Russia story continues, having chosen a new weapon, no longer the battering of the front line, no longer the tank columns being hit by shoulder-fired missiles. Now it's drone to drone, and not even drone on a battlefield in Ukraine. Yes, there are first-person view drones operating there, but it's the long-range drones directed against major nodes of both countries that are gaining the attention. A strike in Petersburg, and the Navy Yard beat by Peter the Great, while an economic forum was gathering in Petersburg that was to be attended by Vladimir Putin. From the roofs of Petersburg, you could see the burning black column of smoke in the distance down near the Navy Yard. A ship was hit in addition to the Navy supplies. Ukraine can hit anywhere when it wants to. Does it need the U.S.? Does it need NATO? I don't know. I've asked that question. I don't know if they're using targeting from U.S. satellites or whether they can do it with their drones. They're better and better at striking and getting attention. No one in Russia can feel safe about this. They can strike anywhere they want, including Putin. Maybe that's why we had the information a week or so ago that Putin spends all of his time in bunkers, different bunkers, made up to look like his office in the Kremlin. That was a report in the Financial Times. I've seen no follow-up on that, so I just pass on what I've read already. There's other news. I spent a deal of time with Evan Ellis about the troubles in the Americas, and then I talked to Mary Anastasia O'Grady about this, similar troubles. The countries at risk right now are Andean chain, Colombia, Peru, and Bolivia. Bolivia is hard-pressed by attacks by Evo Morales and his kindred of cane, the cocoa growers. This is cocaine. The narco-terrorists have put La Paz, the capital city, under siege. At the same time, Peru is about to hold a final vote for a president, and the man who is associated with China, with the narco-terrorists, with the gangsters, with corruption, has a very strong chance of winning. He came from way back in the pack in the first round and surprisingly finished second. Surprised everybody, including the vote counters. And then there's Colombia, where there looks to be good news, but not until the final vote. The right-of-center candidate, De La Sperlia, did very well in the vote, better than expected. He has to run off against the left-of-center, and Mary Anastasia O'Grady tells me far left-of-center, Cepeda, who represents the regime now in power. Petro, the president, cannot succeed himself, according to the Constitution. Other news from the Americas include the fact that Peter Thiel has moved to Buenos Aires and enrolled his children in schools in Argentina, looking to live there, or at least stop it there now and again. At the same time, Mr. Milei, the president, wrote a very flattering piece of AI saying it needs to be let free and not regulated so soon in its birth, making Argentina an attractive place to invest for data centers and AI development. Good for Javier Milei. More of South America should get involved in the prosperity here. It's the Western Hemisphere. Your dependence on natural resources is not the only thing you have to offer. You have an educated public. We'll see. Conversation also with Andrew Bayless. This is the first of 2 hours of a conversation about his new book, Sparta. It's the history, the rise and fall of the famous city of the Peloponnesian Peninsula, centered on the war between Sparta and the Greeks versus Persia, then Sparta, not without the Greeks, versus Athens. That concluded at the end of the 5th century BCE, with the Athenians winning, and then the Spartans counterattacked and won, and were replacing Athenians as the hegemons. However, they failed to hold on because they became the same bullies the Athenians were, and they were tossed out of office. And then Thebes showed up, marched all the way to Sparta, humiliated the Spartans. There were only 6,000 to 9,000 of them. They limited the number of warriors they put in the field. Hoplites, red cloaks, same helmet all the time, very well trained and disciplined to fight together. But only 6,000 to 9,000 of them. The Thebans defeated them, and Sparta faded into the background for the rest of its time. It's still there, but it's not celebrated the way Athens is. Athens is celebrated. Also, a conversation with Rick Fisher about militarizing space by the Chinese, by the Americans, by the Russians. The fact that it's forbidden by the Outer Space Treaty, it seems immaterial now. The weaponization includes planning for the moon bases to be armed, for a Taikonaut brigade to be deployed in low Earth orbit and in the Earth-Moon system. We can anticipate that the contest on Earth will stretch to the moon and then Mars, when and if. There's much more of the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.